please be advised.
Spoiler alert episode. Spoiler.
Please be advised. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler
alert.
Oh.
This is a special episode. You know what? I don't even think we should number it.
This can't be numbered.
No. This is the episode that will not be numbered or named. All right, it'll be named.
It has to be named.
It has to be named. Okay.
It's the Batman Ninja spoiler ep.
Yes, this is the Batman Ninja spoiler ep. But I don't think we should number it.
Should we number it number 80? It would be number 80.
All right, we'll number it. You've convinced me.
All right, spoiler. You guys, that's a Comedy Gilman's pre-production meeting. That's the amount of time that goes into this show. But we didn't have to look up the number because we just did a spoiler.
Right. Yeah, so we know. So luckily, our short-term memories are still intact.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
So this is the episode for the week of May 29th because I'm in beautiful New York City. So we couldn't do a regular episode, but Memorial Day, and we'll do a Han special. You know, we're going to do a Han spoiler.
Don't worry. It's coming.
Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
So... But whatever Solo is going to be, it's going to be better than Batman Ninja. So
you really didn't like this movie that much.
I really didn't. And one of the reasons is I've seen a lot of these DC animated movies.
Right.
I've seen this.
You're a big proponent of them.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of them. Yeah. And I think, you know, sometimes they're hit or miss. Some, you know, there are some misses. But even on the misses, every once in a while, there's something interesting to see, like the animation or something like that. But... For this movie, I just thought it was a disaster from start to finish, even to the point where I didn't even like the animation. Like, I thought it did this weird mix of, like, different types of animation. The characters kind of looked 3D, then drawn over, like, and then some characters looked just in anime style, and then in the middle of the film, it went to, like, a more stylized, hand-drawn style. Now, I will... say this movie was outsourced. It was outsourced to Japan to a Japanese writer, a Japanese director, so it was their interpretation of the Batman legend. There is a far, far, far superior version of that in the DC animated universe. It's a collection of short stories that I am going to look up right now because I would recommend people seeing that instead. It's Batman anime... shorts. Let's see what it is called. It came out kind of in between Batman Gotham Knight is when it showed key elements from Bruce Wayne's life as he journeys from beginner to Dark Knight. And it was kind of in between like when some of the live action Batman movies came out. It related and kind of tied into them a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it was all these different directors. And it was kind of like the Animatrix, like mm-hmm. when that came out. But this one was just really, really interesting. And it had a lot of anime directors in it. So, but it was stylized and it was cool and it was really, really interesting. Whereas this one, I felt like the writers and the directors and everyone involved just didn't get Batman in this movie. Like, I really felt like, you know, the Joker was not captured properly. Batman was not captured properly. Bruce Wayne, Catwoman. And then all the other villains were literally just peripheral. Like, you know, they're like, oh, each villain has its own part of a, what do they call them?
Dymo.
Yeah. So I thought, that's really interesting. I would love to see that. Like, how would they run their Dymo, because of each one has this weird kind of, a criminal psychological MO. Like, how would Poison Ivy's Dymo look? How would Two-Face's Dymo look?
And but they all just build Transformers.
Yeah, but they all just build Transformers instead. I'm like, oh, well, this isn't interesting at all. And the Joker has this weird high-pitched voice, and I don't know. And, so I had high hopes for this. When I saw the trailer, I thought, oh, this could be really interesting. At worst, visually, it'll look interesting. But visually, it was overload. It was like it was too much. Like, I'm just watching animated giant robots fighting. I'm watching, like, all the cliches from anime shoved into the Batman universe. So I didn't like it from start to finish. I'm sorry to say. Oh. I really didn't. And again, someone coming from a fan of a lot of these DC animated movies, like Under the Red Hood and Flashpoint Paradox, and all these are tremendous films and better than a lot of the live action DC ones. So, Graham, what did you think? The fans want to know.
The expectation level that I had going into this movie
was through the roof.
Through the roof.
Astronomical.
The trailer was one of the most... I stood up when I saw the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember I was at home and I was flipping through trailers on my Apple TV.
Yes.
And I saw that. No. Somebody sent it to me.
Mm-hmm.
On my phone, and I pushed it through to my TV because, okay, I was like, I got to watch this on the big screen.
Right.
The music, which is awesome in the trailer, the music that plays. So I bought the film. I didn't rent it. I bought this movie. Fucking $20. Jesus.
Yeah. Wasn't cheap.
No. I was like, this should be a 12.
Even the rental was high. It was like $6 to rent.
So it was $20 to buy it. And so when you buy it, even just the play screen or the whatever, the menu window.
Right.
Plays the theme song that they used in the trailer over and over. That theme song is great.
Mm-hmm.
I just was like, oh my God, Batman. And I mean, I was going nuts watching this trailer, and it came out months ago. I mean, someone on Twitter goes, Graham, what were your second and third wishes
when
you found the genie in the bottle? And I mean, I was going to fly to Tokyo to watch this movie.
Yes, I remember.
I would have seen it in all Japanese with no subtitles.
And I knew you were serious about it.
And so I was like, so when it started, I was like, okay, crazy. All right, how are they going to get him? All right, time machine, great.
Right, Gorilla Grodd, time machine, great.
Yeah,
you know, I liked the setup. Like, I liked, mm-hmm, like, all right, something's happening in Arkham Asylum. Gorilla Grodd's, mm-hmm, testing something, and I liked the Catwoman voiceover. You think you've heard all the Batman stories, but I can guarantee you've never heard this one.
Yes,
and at the end of the movie, I was thinking, yeah, there's a reason I haven't.
Visually, I didn't mind the overload of it. I was actually okay with that. The Transformer shit towards the end, I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the only way I could even stomach a Transformer movie is if you put, right, a bunch of Batman in it.
Right. Yeah. But it's also, it's feudal Japan. I don't need to see giant robots fighting. You know what? Guess what? Samurais and armies, there's a lot you can do with it.
That's what bothered me.
And ninjas.
And that's what you're telling me. That's what you told me in the trailer. I was like, oh, awesome. And there's a scene in there. And I'm like, I wish I would have, if I would have seen this as a draft. Because Batman's car Alfred and Batman's car make it through the time machine along with Catwoman. But they got there,
yes. You
know, a couple minutes difference translated into 2 years in the back in time.
Right.
Which is cool. I love the time travel shit.
Mm-hmm. And the rules, that's fine. Yeah. I bought it.
Great.
Yeah.
You gave me the rule, mm-hmm, and then all the Gotham criminals got sent back.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show feudal Japan and they're all in the dime. Right. I'm like, oh, awesome. That was so cool.
By the way, I don't need every Robin in the movie.
No, I don't need that. And then having
Red Robin, I'd never even heard of.
Yeah. It's a chain of restaurants in the Midwest.
Yes.
Not so great. The salad bar's okay. The Batman who revered that ninja army of Batman, that was fucking rad.
Yeah, that was cool. Like, the legends tell.
The legend, yes. But then why is, out of nowhere,
how do they train the bats?
And how, I didn't care about that. Yeah. I didn't care about, yes, train the bats. I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a 70-foot Batman to fight the Transformers. It just made, like, what the fuck? What you should have done, the scene in the movie that should have driven, this is what I would have said. I would have gone into these editors if I saw this, and I said, here's what you do. That scene in the movie where Batman, the Batmobile and Alfred somehow made it in. I bought it, fine.
Right.
So the Batmobile gets smashed up. And then Batman says, you know, I thought without my tools and my toys or whatever, like I'm useless, but now I'm not going to give up. I'm going to fight and train like a ninja. That's your storyline.
Yes.
He gets sent over there. He doesn't have his Batcave. He doesn't have Alfred. Right. He doesn't have his Batmobile. He doesn't have any of that. And he goes, well, then...
It's also incongruous to the Batman legend because, you know, the whole story is that's what he did first.
That's what he did first.
Yeah, he trained with, you know, depending on which story you read, it's either or from the films, he trained with Ra's al Ghul or, you know...
Who taught him in all the different martial arts.
Yes, yeah.
Ninja arts.
Or even if you don't use that from the movies, you have the comic books where he went to Japan and studied martial arts. And, you know, he has a sensei and he learned. That's he's already done that.
I don't need this scene where how do we train like ninjas?
Right.
What the fuck?
No, you're Batman. You've already done that.
And how is he in this one, he's the dumbest with the Joker.
Right. Yeah.
When Red Hood goes, when the Joker's like pretending that he's lost his memory with Harley Quinn.
Right.
And Batman goes, no, he's all right.
Yeah.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, it's the Joker.
You're the last guy to ever trust the... I kept waiting for the Batman to go, I knew all along.
Right.
Because I know the Joker. No, he was just like dummy Batman who's nothing without his Batmobile.
He was not the world's greatest detective.
No, he was a fucking dipshit. That's like some future millennial that can't handle it when a smartphone dies.
Right.
It's just like...
Yes. That's what it felt like. Yeah, Millennia Batman.
Yeah, what do you do? How do you get around town without a map thing
it's
on
like
your
without
app?
All my gadgets. What am I supposed to do?
No,
Remember all that training you did when you after your parents died to learn how to fight criminals?
The thing
Gotham?
That made you the Batman?
Yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah, you remember? Yeah. This is kind of what it looks like, is when you already... This is all the stuff you already did. I'll tell you, would have been a beautiful and epic scene. Instead of giant robots fighting, you have Batman in full Shogun armor, you know, leading an army against the Joker's army, and then having a giant battle that way. That would have been a lot more interesting.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's battle the criminals of Gotham, or even just Joker in feudal Japan with only those weapons.
Yes.
No, Transformers and everything blows up, and it's just like, well, then why do we even need to be in Japan?
No.
Why do we need to be in feudal Japan?
Oh, yeah. Why did we need a time machine?
We don't need it. Yeah. It was honestly like they go, hey, let's find an anime studio in Japan that knows nothing about Batman, doesn't understand it or care.
Right.
It made me so... I was trying to love this, and there'd be little... Like, oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And then I was like, how come I'm not like...
It went out of its way to make you not love it.
I know. I was sitting there. I had to ask myself, I go... How come I'm not like tingling with how exciting this is?
Well, you know what you are going to tingle about, Graham?
What's that?
Stamps.com.
I always tingle about stamps.com.
These guys are amazing. You can get postage on demand. You can access all the services of the post office right from your desk. And you can buy real U.S. postage for any letter or any package. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, we are a proud user of stamps.com. We use it to ship all our merchandise. Thanks to Aaron. So, I'll tell you, it's great for small businesses. Like, you know, if you have a store, like you're selling jewelry or whatever, you know, it's, you're working out of your home. It's, you don't want to handwrite envelopes. You want discounts on your stamps. It's really a great service for small business, especially home businesses.
It's great. We've been using it.
Yeah,
so
for years.
And we really like how it... But I'll even say this, just even if you don't have a home business, birthday presents, holidays, like, don't go stand in line at the post office. You can print out their priority mail labels and boom, boom, and it's the easiest thing to do from your home.
Especially if you do a lot of mailing. Like, there's still people that, you know, send out a lot of just correspondence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still, you know, you've got a lot of grandkids. You're sending out a lot.
I got six nieces and nephews.
Yeah, yeah, you're always sending out something. Happy graduation or happy birthday or something. So we use it, we love it, and we're going to give you guys a special offer. Use CFN. The code for the special offer, a four-week trial, and includes postage and a digital scale. Go to stamps.com, click on the radio microphone on the top of the homepage, type in CFN, that's stamps.com, enter CFN. Do it, four-week trial, includes postage and a digital scale. All right. Guess what? We got some Patreon. You know, they even get to be on this episode.
They get to be on every episode. Yeah. $50 at the Patreon. You get your business, your whatever, your non-for-profit, your wife's MS run, whatever you want, yes. We'll read it.
And some of them may want to use stamps.com, small businesses working out of your home. Like Paparazzi Jewelry, $5 a piece, red carpet look for a blue-collar price. paparazziaccessories.com/89078. Support Nadra Connor. Remember the number, 89078.
They send us a lot of cool stuff, and it's like they send us a big box of jewelry, and they're like, I don't know how many pieces it was, for $100.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're in the her husband was like, ask the women in your life what they get for $100 in jewelry.
Right, which is very little.
Very little.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get this many pieces of jewelry.
Johnny Rulon is promoting his... Actually, we should give them out in orders. Why don't we do that?
Well, we'll put some orders in. You'll get a little taste of paparazzi accessories.
Get a little taste. Do it. Buy something in the store. We'll throw some jewelry in there.
Yep.
Starting next week.
Yes.
You're on the road.
Next week.
2 weeks.
No, next week.
Next week? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Done. Johnny Rulon is promoting his novel titled Green Cheek.
Johnny Rulon.
And it is A Junkie's Guide to Street Magic, available on Amazon in both digital and hard copy. It is an experimental stream of consciousness novel which follows the exploits of the muse Calliope and her immortal lover T.S. on a journey through time, dreams, and the hidden place of a supernatural America. The website is happyhorrorshowproductions.com. happyhorrorshowproductions.com. And our favorite charity, the Audacity Performing Arts Project, produces after-school performing arts projects in poor, underfunded, and the lowest performing schools. Performing arts education is not a luxury. Please visit them at cfnaudacityperformingarts.org, cfn.audacityperformingarts.org, and supplyanddemandinvesting.com, because planning for retirement should be as easy as planning your next vacation. It just takes longer. supplyanddemandinvesting.com. It's very important to invest, Graham. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, until the robots or zombies take over, you got to watch your money.
So, get yourself some jewelry, get a Johnny Rulon book, support the performing arts, and then do some investing.
You've got a weekend.
And ship it all at stamps.com.
So, okay. So now let's talk more about this movie. I think the thing that bothered me the most about it was what you had just said, was the portrayal of the main characters, was Bruce Wayne, Batman, and... the Joker. I thought each portrayal, like, okay, you know, we're Bruce Wayne and Batman. One of the interesting things that's always been fascinating about Batman is how Bruce Wayne and Batman are two very different personalities. And it's almost like Batman has that split personality, right. Really, because that's what he... ultimately, that's some of the damage that, you know, he suffered under by losing his parents in front of him. And it's always been plausible and believable when you see, okay, he's in Bruce Wayne mode. It's a facade. That's really the mask. He's Batman. But like in this movie, he's Batman. Then all of a sudden his mask is off. He's talking to Catwoman and he just sounds like a regular guy. Like there was nothing to... You know, the Bruce Wayne persona as opposed to Batman. And then Batman...
Why is he just walking around with his mask off?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, you're Batman. Why? Yeah. And then the Joker, all he did was talk in a high-pitched voice and, like, jump and bounce around. Like, there was never those quippy, interesting, psychotic lines that the Joker always has. Right. Like, you know, if you go back to the original Batman animated series, the Joker was... some of the best parts about that show, and it was because the way he was portrayed, Mark Hamill's voice, and also but the meticulously crafted lines that were given to him, where it was always like, it's funny but it's also psychotic, where like you're laughing but also kind of scared because he's a madman,
and you're kind of scared, mm-hmm. but also he was good at making you question. He wasn't just like, yes, he's the Joker, he's bad, but he would always throw something in there that made you go, ooh, wow, I see his point.
Maybe he's got a point.
Maybe he's got a point, even for a split second, which was like, that's what makes a great villain.
Right. And Harley Quinn's whole purpose was there just to swing a hammer, have big boobs, and speaking an even higher voice than the Joker. Like, there was no, you know, there was, again, there's no characterization of any of these characters.
Like Poison Ivy is an environmentalist.
Right.
You know, like, so many of the Batman villains have some sort of humanity or pathos or some human thing to them that forced them out on the edges.
That's taken them to the extreme.
Yes.
Like, you're taking environmentalism to the extreme, where you're poisoning people to save the plants.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, Two-Face.
Right. But, you know, even though a plant-based villain, still had a transformer.
Where did these transformers come from? Why are there transformers in fucking feudal Japan?
The only way you could tell it was Poison Ivy's is it had a vine under it.
And all of these things that are never explained, there's all these, like, they just introduced. So it's like a weird, bad science fiction. It was like, oh, some the Transformers now ruined a cool Batman premise.
Right, right.
Like, fuck Michael Bay for even putting it out there.
Yeah.
Still his fault.
So I would recommend go see Gotham Knight. There is, I'll tell you, there's one short that was so moving.
Where can you get Gotham Knight?
Gotham Knight's on DVD and Blu-ray, but I think it's also on demand. I won't spoil it, but it's a very simple premise where Batman is training, and he ends up in the sewers, and he sees all the weapons and guns thrown down there, and he starts picking them up. And it's just like, it's one of those things where, you know, that gets to the psyche of Batman, where it's, you know, he was born from violence. He's attracted to violence. He is part of the violence around him. And even though he's fighting it, he's violent. So there were all these things that came together in these really powerful scenes. And again, in an animated short that had 1,000 times more pathos in it than anything in this film and any insight into Batman.
And why would you put him in this world and miss the opportunity to go into the history and philosophy of the
samurai? Of the samurai, exactly.
Why would you not have him talk to a shogun or a samurai master?
Or even talk about ninja, ronin, all of the traditions of the samurai, and even get into legend a little bit if you want with the powers of the ninja, anything. Like, here's a good example, is some of the best Wolverine stories are when he went to Japan. And that culture was so explored so in depth and so in detail. And it showed exactly how Wolverine fit into that world.
Right.
With fighting the hand and, like, you know, and all of these really interesting things. Like, I was like, that's what I thought I was going to get with this movie. I'm like,
yes, oh,
this is going to be like Wolverine when he goes to Japan.
He's going to be meditating with some type of, you know, Ken Watanabe from Last Samurai type guy. Like, some samurai who, like, lord or a shogun or whatever, and you're like, wow, this will be awesome. Instead, it was just blow up and run around. And
it was empty. This movie was empty.
And such a missed opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
And how dare you make me pay $20 for this?
Yeah, I know. That was a lot. Now, for my rental, this is one of the ways they jumped up the cost, even though I'm never going to watch this. Is that I think it was for like $6 or $7. You got the movie in English, and then after that, the movie was in Japanese. Mm. But I'm like, I've already seen it in English. There's no way I'm going to watch this again in Japanese. So it was a weird, like, just make them separate. I'm not going to watch it twice.
I even put it on Instagram.
Even if I liked it, I probably wouldn't have watched it twice.
I mean, I put this on Instagram. I put this photo, just Batman Ninja Perfect. I took a photo of it because in the beginning I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And I so was like wanting this to
Did
be.
Did you take that down now?
No, I probably should.
Or can you revise an Instagram photo?
I can delete it.
Yeah.
I'm going to delete it right now. This is bullshit. Because, it just made me mad.
Now, Graham, $20 to buy it, not good.
Not good.
Imagine if you'd sat on a plane for 10 hours.
Well, I'd be in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I'd be drinking green tea with Sanai.
That would be your reward for watching the movie, actually landing in Japan.
I just was like, well, all right. That's what made me mad. I was like, I should have at least gone to Japan. Yeah. I should have got a Japan trip out of this. I should be surfing in, you know, somewhere in Japan, or gone to Kamakura again and gone and, you know, learned more about samurais than that movie would ever teach anyone.
No, you would have learned a lot more about Japanese culture. Just by watching Ultraman.
Ultraman is fun. That's your starting point. If you want to get Japanese culture, watch Ultraman, then the Kill Bill movies.
Yeah, then you would have learned more about the...
Then an original Godzilla.
Yeah.
God, I wish I would have gone 10 hours. I'd be... Sanai and I would be talking, you know, we'd be in a garden somewhere, sipping tea, talking about...
Actually, that sounds great.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but try to get over there. I want to get the whole family over there and just hang out. And
I'm going to try to go
and see them. And because I think my 13-year-old, for sure, she really wants to go. Like, 9 is still a little young to appreciate it. But, you know, there's Tokyo Disney and there's other stuff to do. And just to see the temples. And it's I want to go back. I really, you know, we've been to Australia twice. Actually, you've been there more than that, right?
Four times, I think.
Yeah, I've been there twice. Only Japan once. I want to go back to Japan again. That's my next.
There's more trip of Japan I want to see. I want to see Kyoto. I'd love to go down to Okinawa and surf. I'd like to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's beautiful places we haven't even been to yet. Mm-hmm. So all right. Well, if anything comes out of this film, we got to plan another Japan trip.
That's what we need to do, because this was not.
You know, we'll set up a live podcast. We'll do that.
We'll do the whole shot.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see what movie our buddy Andy's working on. So, all right. I think we've talked enough about this movie. Any closing thoughts?
I would say to anyone out there, let us know what you guys think. Did you?
Are we being too hard?
Are we being too hard on it? Mm-hmm. Were we expecting too much? I was sitting there comparing this to the Under the Red Hood and a couple of the other ones, and I was like, it's not at that level.
Even just like I said, watch Gotham Knight with the anime directors who took these little short films and made great Batman stories. Now, they're not set in feudal Japan, but they're, you know, they have an anime style and sensibility to them, but they're still Batman, you know?
You can't... Mm-hmm. And the thing that is disappointing, it was so laid out for you.
Yeah, exactly. This was like, wow, it takes a lot of effort to mess this up.
Like, you have this, you have samurai history and culture,
right. Mm-hmm.
You have very defined who Batman is.
Mm-hmm.
Put them together, man. Awesome. Yeah. Don't add crazy bullshit.
It's like when you have a classic novel that's already laid out like a screenplay.
Yes.
That's already structured like a screenplay, and you're like, oh, well, how are we going to adapt this? No, it's pretty easy.
You got it.
It's fun. Yeah. And then it gets ruined. Yeah. So you're like, just follow the blueprints. That's all you have to do.
I don't think I disliked it as much as you did. I was still too...
You're hyped
still,
up over
still
it.
Still too hyped up. So just seeing it was like cool and like was
the
enough.
Fact that it exists still carried over.
It's still awesome.
Yeah.
That there's a movie called Batman Ninja that it exists is still great in my book. But it was such a missed opportunity.
It was for sure. It was swinging a miss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Transformers enthusiast who's never really read much Batman said, well, let's...
No, and just went, no, I got it.
I got it.
Yeah,
and people
were
like, are you sure? I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing. You should stop doing this.
Yes.
But lesson learned, Sanai, we're coming. We need to come back to Tokyo.
Yes.
I could go to Japan any day of the week.
Yep, Andy, Andrea, we're definitely coming back at some point.
Mm-hmm. If I could live like a couple months out of the year in Japan, I would.
That would be fun.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just live there and...
I would need a live-in guide, but I would do it.
Train and meditate. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? Just rice and green tea.
I'll tell you, that's
damn it.
One of the things that Andy and, you know, the other... all the expats say is that's the best way to pick up the language, is you just live over there. Then you pick it up much quicker than you try to learn it here.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Because you're forced to use it.
You're forced. That's the best way to learn any language is to just be there and be struggling, fumbling around on a train platform.
Right? Going,
I don't know what any of this says.
Yes, and I'm never going to get home.
I don't know how I'm going to get home. So, all right.
So that's it. Batman Ninja. Go see Gotham Knight. Yeah, or go see. No, it's Rent Gotham Knight. Mm-hmm. You'll enjoy it more if you want to see better anime sensibilities.
And Sandy, Batman big fan stories. Japan, we're coming back.
Yes.
So that's our show. Guys.
I hope you're having fun on the road right now.
I am having a blast right now.
Yeah.
Wherever you're at listening, I think I'm in New York right now when you're listening to this.
Doing something cool. Maybe you're on Keith and the Girl right now.
Maybe I'm in Keith and the Girl right now. Maybe I'm on Nikki Glaser's You Up with Nikki Comedy Central radio show that's on
SiriusXM.
Yeah, XM mm-hmm. Sirius Satellite. But I hope you guys listening are going to go to grahamelwood.com if you're in Nashville, Huntsville, Alabama, Asheville, North Carolina, Louisville, Kentucky, or Atlanta, June 20th through the 24th, doing another progressive comedy tour with Ron Placone. All the ticket links, they're all up. Go to grahamelwood.com. And Make Gotham Great Again shirts.
Yes, they are available for sale at the Comedy Film Nerd site.
So check those out, especially if you're a fan of the political vigilante. These shirts are for you.
Mm-hmm.
And these shirts are better than the Batman Ninja movie.
Yes, they are. And you could wear them.
You can wear them. You won't feel any shame.
Yes, you won't be a Ronin if you wear them.
You won't have a Transformer next to you for no reason. I think that's our show then.
That is. Then we will be back with a regular broadcast next week.
Regular broadcast. From and coming from the All Things Comedy Radio Tower to all the ships at sea.
Yes.
It's the Comedy Film Nerds Podcast.
Around the world in 20 minutes.
Ha! Hey, film news for you. Hey, Chappie. Probably sign off like we know.
Sure, let's do it.
You just paused. You just like,
I know,
you,
I did.
You were just done. You were just going to leave?
I was somewhere else for a minute.
Chris left the room.
I was in feudal Japan.
Oh, God. Was there...
Building a giant robot.
Oh, God. Was there a bunch of supervillains?
Yeah.
There was nothing really to discern them from one another other than the size of their transformers and
that
what
was
they were.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was no like...
distinguishing feature or characteristic? No, maybe a color.
Right. Explain this to me, why the penguin, when he came to life to attack, and that was the other thing that made no sense. Oh, they're all going to fight to get these crystals or whatever. And then all of a sudden, there's just a bunch of penguins that the penguin... So there's penguins in feudal Japan.
Yes, there are. He apparently, they time traveled with him and then bred. So,
so he went, made a pass through... Antarctica or one of the polar ice caps in the time. So there's like a time travel layover plan.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. To get wildlife.
Okay. Okay. Well, this makes sense. Now I get it. I guess I shouldn't have shit on the movie so hard. That didn't make any fucking sense at all.
No.
All right. My name is Graham Elwood.
Yeah. And I'm Chris Mancini. And as always, remember.
Han shot first.
Time machine.
Batman, son.